Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, live at Wildcat Golf Club, where we've got the Occasional Invitational today out here. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Michelob Ultra and Twin Peaks going to be out on hole 10. 5-under Golf, 11. Cadence Bank, Uberito, Hair Specialist Houston, Carbach, Loft 18, Seaforce, BB's Tex Orleans. They're going to do the dinner tonight too. We'll love that. Roosters Men's Grooming is going to be here in the clubhouse, all raising money for kids' meals, that's just great stuff. We're raising money, so
can I have BB's Orleans? Can I have, like, I could on a juice? I could have gumbo, right? If I just drink the gumbo part and don't eat the other stuff.
Yeah, no, if you're juicing, yeah, just suck up the Boudin juice, Lance.
Okay,
that sounds like it's a fun day for you. While we're eating it, and while we're eating you burrito and BB's Orleans, Tex Orleans, you just suck up on your.
I'm sorry, Houston, for turning this into that again. That's on me, Dale.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That's on me.
That sounds like fun. So you go get it. 713-780-3776. If you've got any thoughts, any questions for Lance on the draft, Dr. J, he was on. He was on a podcast, and for whatever reason, he thought, man, did you know who's going to catch it right now? LeBron's going to catch some. Huh. So he is on the podcast, and he asked about LeBron. He says he's the guy who led the charge in terms of super teams being put together when he put together a team in Miami. Uh-huh. He put together a team in Cleveland as well and put together a team in Los Angeles. He can pick his own team. I ain't going to pick his team.
Huh. What does that mean?
Well, the context was he was with Chris Haynes on Chris Haynes' podcast for Yahoo Sports, and it was about, hey, he asked Dr. J to pick his top 10 players and I guess make two your first and second team All-NBA teams of all time. And he didn't have LeBron in either one. And when Chris Haynes asked him about it, he goes, well, LeBron can pick his – John laid out all the super team stuff.
Okay.
LeBron can pick his team.
But I'm not picking
but I'm
him.
Not putting him on my team.
Here's his teams. His first team was Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and Elgin Baylor. His second team was Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Karl Malone, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So, all guys he played with, I would imagine.
And then guys that came in right after him.
Yeah.
The second team
makes sense. Guys, he has personal relate. Yeah, that he personally experienced as a player. It makes some sense.
Yeah, Kobe didn't make it. Shaq didn't make it. Duncan, Curry, and LeBron didn't make it. Michael Jordan on anybody's second team is kind of dumb, but okay, I get it. He loves Oscar Robertson, Jerry West. He played heads up against those guys. Okay, I get it. He's also 71 years old. He can say whatever he wants. But did they really start it, or did the Celtics start it with Pierce and Garnett?
No, Celtics were put together by management.
Well,
there's a difference. Like, if you're management, if you meet up at the Olympics and say, this is what we're going to do, guys, it's getting too hard to win by ourselves, let's gang up and form a super team. And like, form of water, shape of, you know. Shape of, I'm not going to do it. I was going to say something inappropriate, but kids are going to school. But yeah, they did that, John. The players did that. That was not management. Pat Riley just went, oh, okay, cool.
And James and Kevin Durant allegedly did it too with James Harden.
Yeah,
allegedly he did it with James Harden.
Wait, now. Kevin Durant. Oh, well, you're talking about now because Kevin Durant.
This team.
Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant. Okay, so he made it right. So you have Kevin Durant. So the very first super team was created by LeBron in terms of a self creation. You're right. I don't know that I would call super team. Ray Allen was a little older, but I don't know if they were all in their prime. Kevin Garnett was a little bit older. Pierce was kind of in his prime. But yeah, I understand the point, but the team put that together. The team worked to put that together. The players put that together in Miami. And then, LeBron got Anthony Davis to – LeBron started – remember, he tampered. He got Anthony Davis to start fussing.
Yeah.
And they got out of that. Kevin Durant,
that's what Durant did with James.
When Durant, Durant also just fussed his way into, that was a super team with the Warriors, but that was one where Kevin Durant basically just joined them. And so he took his own heat for joining. LeBron made a super team. People didn't say anything. Kevin Durant joined one. He caught all kinds of crap. And then Kevin Durant helped to.
Which LeBron team they didn't say anything about?
Yeah.
Well, LeBron fans.
Well, yeah,
but LeBroners will go after Kevin Durant.
But LeBron Heat team is maybe the most hated team of all time.
Have you heard Dream Shake complaining about the Durant
decision?
No,
he's never complained about Durant.
Yeah, well, LeBron fans will love him for everything. But as far as the general public, the Heat team caught more than any team in the history of basketball.
But the old heads, as they're affectionately and sometimes not affectionately referred to, is they're just not going to be down with being unwilling to compete and be your own alpha and the idea of having to join up. Like James Harden, that's going to be looked at. It's going to be scorned. He's going to be scorned by older basketball players because they're going to say, man, you're just weak as ice water. You're the one that wanted the team exactly the way you wanted it. Here's Chris Paul playing well everywhere except for 1 year when he had a hamstring injury and then you chased him out of town. I mean, it's a bad look. And then James got out of Houston, and Houston is broke down because of it. It's partially broke down because of some of the stuff that James did. If Chris Paul would have stuck around, the Rockets would still be a highly relevant team right now in the Western Conference. They'd be a top six seed, and they'd be a very relevant team if Chris Paul was still there, without question. Sometimes you have personality defects and a lack of cohesiveness with your personalities. Okay. You know, I get that. That happened with James with everybody. So James is going to be looked down upon by older basketball players who see him taking what would be considered the easy way out.
Well, Durant is too.
Yeah, I think Durant is going to get some of that from some of the generations as well. And I think LeBron, for all he's done as a great player, I think they're going to look at him as being a little bit soft in the way that he's conducted himself in a certain way. It doesn't change how great he is. I mean, he's still one of the top three players of all time, without question to me. I mean, you can't doubt. It's hard to debate that. But Doc's basically saying, man, that guy. That's what Doc said.
Yeah.
Doc said, bleep that guy.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Mike played with good players. He played with. Obviously with Scotty all those years, and they picked up they got Horace Grant, and then they got Rodman. He had some good players on that team, but they put it together as opposed to forming a super team. And there's something to that. Listen, Dr. J, I know you played with Jerry West and Oscar Robertson. Don't put them ahead of Michael Jordan.
Wow.
That's just ridiculous.
This is Chicago now, John coming out.
No, I can't.
Is it okay to put him ahead of LeBron?
I mean, I think it's silly. I think it's silly. Yeah, it's okay to put him ahead of LeBron. I think it's silly to put him to Michael. Anybody who puts Michael on a second team All-NBA, any NBA All-NBA, you just lost all credibility. That's all. That's just me, though. That's just me.
I thought 71-year-old men could say whatever they wanted to. You said that.
He did.
Then you told him he lost all credibility.
You
went to mock draft complainer
because you're feeble-minded. Okay, that's all.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Feeble-minded. Who is he? Cal McNair. We only use feeble for Cal. Now we're using it for Dr. J.
Cal's not feeble-minded.
Well, that's what Twitter said.
Well, no, he's. How do I put this?
Go ahead, put it.
He's not feeble.
He's dull.
You said that word. I didn't say
that.
No,
that was said before.
Oh, man. John is taking shots at everybody now.
I didn't say that. You said that, Del.
No, feeble-minded. I didn't say that. People, when we had the discussion about Cal, when we were trying to give him a Game of Thrones name, like Khaleesi, she had all those names. Dole was one of the names that was thrown out there. I didn't bring that. I didn't make that up.
You're the one that just brought it to the show.
It was on the show previously.
I wouldn't do that. Okay. So, okay, are you going to get any draft pizza? No?
No.
Okay.
KJ tweeted us about that last night. They said the Texans already gave me my draft gift. I don't need anything more from them. A pizza or cookie.
That's true. You don't get it. As a matter of fact, you should Venmo the Texans.
For what?
Yeah.
Every Dolphin fan should Venmo the Texans $200.
Why?
For take all those picks.
You're getting, what are you talking about? We rebuilt your team potentially.
What? They didn't. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, you know they rebuilt.
But I'm not giving you $200 because of your idiocy. Why am I paying you $200 because you're stupid? That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't reward people for stupidity. Sorry. I mean,
there's no reward for stupidity?
Not for the Texans.
What kind of medals Cal going to get? Nothing. See,
oh, okay, and I'm the one with the problem in the names. Look at you. You just crowbarred Cal right in there one more time.
813 ESPN 97.5. 713-780. 3776, the number to hang out with us. We got more draft props on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're out on the west side, let's go. Put it on 92.5. Filling up the bags. The peeps are here. Courtney working her tail off again for this, for the kids. That's what she does. All right. Will and the other intern. James. Way to go, James. You're wearing that mask wrong, James. If we can see your nose, the nose is up. So we want to thank you. My peeps over TPC Industrial, Archie. And Houston coming up big with the big they bought me to play with me today, and we appreciate that. Archie, the brains of the outfit. Houston, I don't know what he is. Anyway, so this is going to be a lot of fun, and we really, really appreciate, first and foremost, SiteJab.com for putting their name on this deal, and everybody else who has been sponsoring. We'll go over the names again in just a little bit. But first, Lance. Jamar Chase, over under 5.5. There's a scenario.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's 5 or 6.
It's five or six.
It's all Penei Sewell. What? It's all about
It could be higher because, right, Penei Sewell, Kyle Pitts, or Trey Lance.
Trade-in quarterback, yeah.
And Justin Fields.
Well, the tricky part is, so if somebody trades into 4 for a quarterback, then all of a sudden it's Kyle Pitts versus Jamar Chase at 5, and you're in some trouble. If it's Kyle Pitts at 4, then you got the question of is it Jamar Chase at 5 or Penei Sewell at 5?
Right.
So it's a little trickier. It's a little trickier. What I did in my mock draft is I went Kyle Pitts 4, Jamar Chase 5, and then I have Miami trading back to 9.
Who knows what Kyle Pitts, as far as his feel, if it's any good or not, but he was interviewed yesterday, and he said he felt the Falcons are taking a quarterback at 4.
Yeah.
He initially thought
4 would be a quarterback.
Yeah, he initially thought they had some real interest in him. Now, it may be their own games they're playing, although I don't know why. We all know at this point the draft starts with them because a quarterback's going 3. But he doesn't think they're taking him. So we'll see.
Yeah, that was weird for him to say that.
Well, I here's why is because I think Denver's going to trade up in that spot.
Well, they could. I got him trading to 6. I got Mac Jones 3, and then I got Denver going to Miami at 6 and getting Justin Fields. And I got Trey Lance. I got Trey Lance going 11. I have this mock draft's not out yet. It won't be out until later today or tomorrow. But I'm having New England come up. I'm having New England come up to 11 with the Giants and get Trey Lance.
You're not believing that Chargers Giants trade anymore?
So no, it was a fake. It was a fake. It was a fake tweet that people that eventually Pro Football Focus deleted it. They're like, "Oh, this is a fake. We just got duped by a fake." It wasn't real. Trust me. I had to search that up because I was all set to incorporate that into my mock draft, which would have been pretty stupid.
Ooh.
It seems realistic, though.
Yeah. How about this one, Lance? Jalen Phillips over under 21.5.
Under.
Like way under, right?
Where are you getting at? That's like
three. You're not going to sweat that, are you?
No. It should be more like 16.5. I've seen it come way down. I saw it went from 21.5 to 23.5, and now I've seen 16.5, which is a more accurate number.
Yeah. Well, let me get on my bookie and see where they've got it.
I don't think you'll even sweat it if it's 21.5 under.
Yeah, no, 21.5, he's going to go. But at first you said there were some issues.
There are issues, and I think in most years it would potentially kick him out of the first round. But talking to teams, they all just say he's just too talented. He's going. And it's a year where there's so many injury concerns. Now, he's one of them with his wrist stuff and concussions. But, yeah, I thought for sure he would fall out with all the stuff he has, but this is just a weird year. So I think he's going now.
What about Caleb Farley?
I think he falls out of the first, possibly.
Out of the first, huh?
Well, so what's the over-under on him? 21.5?
He is at – Caleb Farley is right now – oh, he's way down. They got him way down. I can't find him. Caleb Farley, 23.5.
I still think over.
Over?
Yep.
His medicals are so bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's just had a back surgery, and they're going through. I talked to Drew Rosenhaus a little bit, who's his agent. Drew, you know, it's amazing. Drew used to be the most brash, you know, over-the-top guy, and he's a very reasonable, good-to-talk-to agent. Now, for me at least, when I talk to him, he gives me – which reminds me, I got to call another agent buddy of mine who's got some players. I didn't call him back, but so I'll hit you up, Jeff. But he was very honest about his players. I mean, all of his assessments and where he thought they would go. I'm usually used to agents telling me, I don't know, Lance, you know, this guy could go on a second. I'm like, really? Because every team's telling me fifth. I don't know. There's a lot of teams who love him in a second. I'm like, no, I'm not going to say he's going a second just to try to help you out. But with Drew, he was pretty honest about his clients, which included Rousseau, although he did swear that Rousseau is going one, or he wouldn't even have him at the draft with the potential of being embarrassed on national television, which I thought was interesting because he's one of the guys who's going to be at the draft. Caleb Farley, he understands. You're dealing with, and he said they're showing him going through rehab to teams. This is the problem. If this might be enough time for teams to be okay with him. I think he would have been hurt any way you look at it when he had the back surgery, but he's probably, you know, you have a guy who's had two back surgeries or back procedures. He's had a torn ACL. He didn't play this year because he was an opt-out. That's a lot, man. That's a lot for teams to just wrap their minds around. You didn't play football this year, and you had another back procedure, and you're only like 20 years old, 21 years old.
Drew won't have to worry about him being embarrassed because Caleb Farley won't be attending because he got COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw that on the mix.
Yeah, that's another thing for him to deal with.
Kellen Mond, over under, 72.5. So the 8-9 picks into the third round.
Ooh.
He'll be there for the Texans.
Oh, great. Nice. That's what I was hoping for. Finally, the quarterback position can get fixed. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'll pass on that one. If I had to, I'd say maybe a slight over.
I don't know. Somebody might reach.
Yeah, someone might. I think that's a tough one. I think he'll go. I've got him on the third of my draft chart, and this is what I believe will happen. I think he'll go on the third. I'm not sure if he goes 72. Although 72 is like the first. Like what, the first eight picks, I guess, of the third round. I'll say over.
he would be, yeah, it's between 8 and 9 in the third round.
Yeah, that's what I think. Are you excited at all about watching a draft if the Texans don't have a pick in the first? Not you, Dell. I'm talking to John. I'm talking to another Texan
Dell's
fan.
Dell's really excited.
You don't want to live through the Dolphins at 6 and see what happens?
Or through the 49ers at 3? Who would the Texans have picked? If Deshaun Watson hadn't done all the hand towel stuff and if Deshaun was happy with Jackie, of course, there is no scenario where the Texans have the third pick and Deshaun is happy. Because Deshaun's unhappy because you guys are a bunch of goofs anyway, and that's why you ended up having a third pick. So I guess that wouldn't really count. But, John, let's say the Texans were drafting third. Would they move Deshaun and draft Justin Fields? Now, it's the same agent as Deshaun, so maybe not.
No.
Trey Lance, not Mac Jones. I don't see Mac Jones being a guy.
No.
Would they be? They'd probably be moving back. Nick Cassero would probably be moving back. He would have been the one to trade and get a bunch of picks. You know what he would have done? The Texans would be the Texans right now would be sitting at number 12. That's where the Texans would be. They wouldn't have traded up. The Texans would be at number 12. We'd be talking about the 12th pick and how the Texans have two more first rounds picks after this. That's where the Texans would be.
Why would they be 12?
You and I, because I don't think they would have given up a pick to move back up like Miami did. You know what I mean? They would have just kept San Francisco's first-round picks. And now we would be talking about J.C. Horn as a potential Houston Texan. Slater maybe as a Texan guard.
And all those picks? Wow.
A pass rusher.
And then trade Deshaun and get more picks? Man.
Yeah.
Just think of what could have been if Bill O'Brien wasn't an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. You could have dealt Deshaun Watson. Nah, I mean, the hand towel stuff had already happened. So, but in a perfect world, you would have had all those picks at 3. Then you would have dealt Deshaun Watson to, I don't know who. Philly. Might have dealt him to the 49ers, actually.
Oh. Well, you'd have to get way more than what they, No, well, I can't trust anybody.
No, I would have done this. Okay, 49ers, you can have the third pick. We'll take all your first-rounders. And then, okay, Jets, we'll be taking all your picks and all your, you know, all your draft picks because you don't want Kyle Wilson, so we'll be taking your draft picks. Or Denver, we'll be taking all your picks. Can you imagine what would have happened if you didn't have numbskulls running this team and if Deshaun had just not had all this stuff happen? The Texans would have had first-round picks coming out of their ass for the next 3 years.
Wow.
It would have been ridiculous.
Kids are on their way to school.
The excitement. They need to know this. They need to know what's happening with their football team. Yeah. You grew up in Houston. You're born in Houston. This is your team. You don't get to just – I'm not letting this happen anymore where kids just say, I'm going to be a – I'm a Packer fan. Look at me. I'm a little kid. I pick LeBron. Nope. Too bad. You get Christian Wood.
Wouldn't the kids be happier picking winners?
Doesn't matter. That's not
that's
part.
Okay.
We got to get back to the old ways of making
you're
people –
you're a loser.
It builds character, Bill.
Does it? You think you're full of character?
Yeah, builds. Let's see. Entitlement, enabling
Let me
kids,
ask you
entitlement.
Let me
you know
ask
why?
Because
they pick their own winners everywhere.
So
they never
Lance
suffer.
Is pushing, picking losers.
You did fine.
Character.
Here's a LeBron participation trophy.
Do you think
trophy
Lance is full of character?
Yeah, I've had to suffer. Houston sports.
The man,
it's the ultimate suffering.
The man who developed a fake charity. To gain money?
Didn't develop? I put my name behind it.
No.
It says character like eyelids for kids.
Yeah. So I'm not going to listen to that guy talk about needing to suffer to build character.
Yeah, you suffering builds character.
Because you picked all those.
I didn't. I was never enabled or entitled where I said,
and yet still,
you know what? You guys are children of privilege. Mm. You dance around for, I'm the Warriors now. This year I pick Warriors.
Twitter told
me. You don't. This year you get Jayshon Tate.
Twitter told me you're a child of privilege because your dad coached in the NFL. That's
what
I was told. But it feels like you are the wrong person to send this message because you suffered. You know, you pick all your favorite players are like criminals and did bad stuff.
My favorite players, I suffered through coke addicts like Lewis Lloyd
and
criminals
yet,
like Benny Anders.
And yet what you decided to do once you were old enough.
Cesar Stanio once killed a woman.
And had influence. you decided to create a fake charity. So maybe the
kids... I didn't create anything.
Yes, you did.
You see my name on any LLCs?
Well, I know you were taking donations for yourself.
Well, I gave it back, almost all of them.
Almost all of them is not the way that should go for you. I'm just telling you, you're the wrong person to send the message. Someone else should.
Yeah.
Maybe...
Hey, listen, the message that you need to be a loser, okay?
That's a bad message.
You know, that's not the best message.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You don't have to be a loser. You have to suffer. Suffering brings,
character.
John, you know religion teaches you that too, that there's suffering that is good. And then what about when you have to fast? They make you fast, right? Well, Houston sports is like a
fast. What about
when
I give up beer? What about when I give up Coors Lights?
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, that's suffering. It's meant to show some kinship with the suffering of Jesus. We're on a sports
in the world.
Guys, we're on a sports fast right now.
So can a kid
we're
pick
on a
like
Texans
an average
for 20 years?
An average team? Does he have a set?
No, that's fine.
Maybe they don't pick the Lakers with LeBron. Maybe they, you know what? I really like Dame, and he represents things.
Yeah,
I like.
My son.
Can they pick Portland?
My son Alec is a big Damian Lillard fan. Yeah, I think Portland is. I'd rather you just. You know, if I have to
watch... No, you're not even stuck with Houston. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you know what? You're
grew
right,
up
John.
Here,
you know what? Jayshon Tate is your guy. This is what happened.
That's Houston terrible.
You get Sterling Brown getting hit in the face by a champagne bottle at a strip club called the Booby Trap at 7 a.m.
So you want your,
good night.
You want
that's the way this works.
You want your kids to look at Kevin Porter Jr. and model themselves after him and hope
he's... I didn't say model. Maybe they model after... Maybe they model after Kelly Olynyk.
He's not going to be here. You want your kids to grow up with their favorite player being Kevin Porter Jr.?
No, maybe, like I said, Kelly Olynyk or Christian
Wood.
He's not going to be here. Or John Wall. Did you
John
see that
Wall?
360
Junior's
layup John Wall
example.
Did that one time as a
you
Rocket?
You want John Wall?
That was a $40 million layup.
That's it. 830 ESPN 97.5 713-780.
Sports Fast.
3776 is the number to hang with us.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Lance, I am looking at a mock draft, and it has Justin Fields going 32nd. It's Chris Sims.
Yeah, you can't take any. Okay, next topic. What else did you have? You want to go back to Christian Javier? Because we can start talking about Kyle Tucker if you want to ahead of a Chris Sims mock. This is the most look at me mock. Actually, the rest of his mock is not that crazy, but he always does stuff like this. Justin Fields, 32. Unless he's saying Tampa is going to trade up for him.
No. Tampa waits at 32, get Justin Fields.
Good pick.
He's got the Dolphins taking Devontae Smith. It's over.
I got the Dolphins taking Devontae at 9.
Because
I got them trading.
And then he's got the Dolphins taking Quiddy Pay.
Do you think that...
That's my favorite name in the draft.
Quiddy Pay. Do you think that... do you think if a quarterback's here, the Eagles could end up drafting one? I mean, if they don't this, you know, they don't trade up, they don't do any. If one falls in their lap, do you think they go, oh,
yeah,
wow, absolutely. We didn't really. Well, maybe not Mac Jones, but if Trey Lance is there, do they go, wow, we weren't really sure we'd be drafting a quarterback because if they wanted a quarterback, they would have stayed at 6 potentially, but they didn't. They moved back. So at 12, do they say, wow? We didn't think we would have Trey Lance or Justin Fields here. I could see that. I could see them going Justin Fields, a guy who could compete right now with Jalen Hurts, and frankly, I think beat him out. I could see them doing that, even though they have, you know, certainly other needs.
They're certainly not. They can't be, oh, no, we got our guy. Hell no. No. Hey, he's got your boy, Ballard, taking Jalen Phillips. That's not a bad pick.
No, it's not bad. He's kind of rusher. It's the question is, is he okay with all the other stuff?
Yeah. So you mentioned the Sterling Brown video. It's out there now, and I watched it last night on the news. I was a little surprised that Kevin Porter got as fussy as he did. Kevin Porter's yelling. The blood-soaked towel that Sterling Brown has, I mean, they were talking about when he went to the hospital, there was a giant puddle of blood. Dude lost a boatload of blood. And it, holy cow. And Kevin Porter is sitting there. This is 7 in the morning after his guy got cut up at the booby trap outside by some guys. And Kevin Porter's yelling at the cops and yelling, I don't know what the hell he said.
Well, there's a reason Kevin Porter, with his talent, was available for the Rockets for a song. People think he's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, he appears to have a problem.
Hey, listen, Kevin. This is, could be kind of one of your last chances. Do you think you could keep it together in Houston? Yeah, not a problem. 7 a.m., booby trap, Miami, teammate face full of blood. No problem. Just staying low-key. Just Kevin Porter staying low-key.
And screaming at everybody. I mean, and he's the only one. By the way, there were how many other guys from the Rockets that were there? I mean, they know that. The only one that had to go in protocols was Kevin Porter because he was still there with his guy at the end. Everybody else took off.
Yeah. Who's worse, Kevin Porter staying there and staying with his guy or the ones who tried to weasel out like, I ain't going in a protocol?
Right. No.
It's that blood cleans up. There's always transfusions. He can always get somebody can slap a bag on there and add some blood in there. He'll be fine. Let's go.
The audio has been muted by the cops, but Kevin Porter is giving it to him. I mean, cops and medical people.
So what did they do to, what did the cops and medical people do to Sterling Brown? Did they hit him in the video? Did they hit him in the face with a champagne bottle?
No.
They don't?
No, they don't.
Oh,
but
weird.
But apparently, I mean, the medical guy, the dude is trying to get Sterling Brown to come over and get some treatment, and I don't know.
I got news for you. Sterling Brown I don't think is going to be long for this team, but I'm not sure Porter will be either.
No. I mean, it just doesn't seem like he and Deshaun are good decision makers. I don't know.
You know what? Let the guy who's a potential MVP candidate any year he laces him up, let's just keep him out of the Kevin Porter talk, shall we?
So Kevin Porter's like, hey, let's keep the guy with 22 lawsuits against him out of the Kevin Porter talk, okay?
Yeah, now. Yeah. Watch that number go down soon.
Well, I haven't seen it go down yet. With
over under lawsuits, 21 and a half.
Oh, we're doing prop bets on this.
Yeah,
now
you're
too?
Taking under, right?
What, a number that are settled, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go under, sure. I mean, under over 12.
Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Yeah.
Will Deshaun miss more games than lawsuits settled?
Miss more games.
Than lawsuits settled. I think the under over is 8 games.
Yeah, I think he'll miss. Oh, no, I think more lawsuits settled.
More lawsuits settled.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree that. Who's this? A dad of an NFL prospect? Was this a real call? Or is
I'm
this
assuming he called
one of our
and
tricky
said
people.
You gave his son plays at a small school and you gave him some.
Okay,
credit.
Well, let's hear who it is.
Lance Zerline, what's up, baby?
How we doing?
Man, I appreciate it. This is Milton Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate you shouting my son out, Milton Williams III from Louisiana Tech defensive lineman, man.
Yeah.
Man, once you put his name out there, man. It just caught on fire, man.
Well,
and
I'm lucky.
I told a lot of people that he was going to set records, and they didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be some shocking tomorrow during the draft. What did I tell you?
I tell you what. So Milton Williams is a defensive tackle from Louisiana Tech, defensive end, defensive tackle. I'm lucky enough that a guy I grew up with and I'm still good friends with is one of his agents, and Rodney Williams. Rodney and I are pretty close.
Yeah.
And Rod said, Lance, this is what this kid's getting ready to do. Well, I've studied this stuff for a long time, and when Rodney was telling me the numbers that he was putting up, I was like, that's That's J.J. Watt. That's Aaron Donald, Clowney. Like, these are incredible numbers. And I know Rodney doesn't lie to me about that stuff. And then when I saw the training video that he had, the little combine at Exos, I put it out there because it was real. I mean, your son earned it. And, you know, and he obviously put stuff on tape as well. But, yeah, I mean, his workout's considered one of the best ever for a defensive lineman. That's how good it is at Louisiana Tech. Yep.
He's playing with a chip on his shoulder, man, because, you know, coming out. So a lot of people didn't know Milton played quarterback all the way to his freshman year. He always been fast. And, you know, he played quarterback all the way to his freshman year. Then they tried to put another guy in front of him, so he went straight DN in sophomore year. He played basketball. He ran track, ran the 200 and 100 hurdles. He power lifted. So he ain't just start playing this stuff.
He ran a 4.63 40. John, this guy weighs 286 pounds and ran a 4.63 40 and had his three cone drill, which is a change of direction, was as good as running backs, is better than a lot of wide receivers and running backs. He had 34 bench reps and he jumped like 36 inches. His workout is like telling you, it's J.J. Watt, but maybe better.
Yeah. Hey, Lance, his vertical jump when he was playing basketball, how his vertical was 42 in high school, but he was only 220 pounds then.
I'm going to tell you what the most impressive thing I heard about your son was, is that the day of his workout, and I think you guys will really appreciate this listening, the day of his big workout, the big pro day workout where all the teams are going to be there, in the morning he was taking a test, an online test, because he's still in school. Yep. He had just written a paper the night before. In the morning, he was taking an online test, and then he went and put together one of the best workouts in the history of a defensive lineman. This is while he's still grinding away on his school stuff. He didn't quit and opt out and say, I'm just going to do this and that. Not only did he not opt out of school to go prepare for the draft, he kept going in school once it got into the spring because he wants to finish and get his degree. So shout out to Milton, your son, high character, obviously. You got to be proud of that. And obviously you've done a great job as a father. A team asked me if I thought there was any surprise picks in the late first round they needed to watch for. And I said, I gave four names and Milton was one of them. So I think your son has really moved himself up.
Lance, we were eating dinner yesterday at the restaurant. Five teams called him yesterday while we got eating, confirming his phone number during draft day. Five teams. Now right now it's 21 teams so far as of today. But five teams called yesterday, confirming his draft phone number.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he could be one of those surprise guys, especially with those medicals kicking some guys out of the first round. So, well, Mr. Williams, congratulations on your son's journey. Of course, it's just a small part of it. But more importantly, congratulations on his work ethic, the time he put in. And hopefully we see him with a successful career. I'd love to see him as a Texan, but he ain't falling to the third. So I'm not worried about it.
I'm a fan of the show, Lance. I drive from Dallas to Houston every day, man. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, that's great.
I check out every day, man. And
would you still be a fan if I put
Dallas right now?
Would you still be a fan if I put a fifth round grade on Milton, or would you turn it to Sean Salisbury?
Hey, you know what? His coaches at Louisiana Tech said the same thing, but I know my son. I know what kind of drive he have. I know what he's gonna do. I mean, I was trying to let him know up front, but when nobody listened to me. But hey.
The cream rises.
I appreciate
the cream
you,
rises.
Man.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't really do anything other than put your son's. Thank you, Mr. Williams. I didn't do anything but put your son's accomplishments out there. I had nothing to do with it. He put the work in and the time in. So
I'll take credit for all his hard work.
Yeah, I made him. I single handedly made him a hot prospect. Well, you're welcome. I made him that hot prospect.
Yeah.
I'll take a little piece of the action there.
I mean, I got his. We got a little break, but I have his highlights pulled up, and he does not look 278 pounds.
He wears his weight.
He looks like a 245 pound DN.
So that's what he looks like. So he weighs 286.
His roster.
It's listed lighter. Yeah. It was from last spring. But Milton, what you're right. His lean muscle numbers are out. Is insane. He carries. I think it's like 10 or 11% body fat. It's like nothing. This guy's a physical specimen. So good keep stuff. Your eye on Milton Williams, but yeah, he might be
you
a Texan.
You think he goes the
that.
First?
Well, I mean, he's one of those surprise guys that could end up late in the first to Tampa Bay, believe it or not.
Wow. All right, it's 8:45 ESPN 97.5. 713-780. If you've got a kid.
Hey, if you want to tell us how good I did for your son.
But I want to hear from a dad that
that's mad.
You slandered his kid.
And can Chad Wilson call in?
Yeah. Oh, how about Walker Little, Mr. Little?
Oh, what'd you say about Walker Little?
I didn't say anything bad about Walker Little.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
John's just going to the only name. I said good things about Jalen Waddle. Oh, Marvin Wilson's dad might be mad at me.
Yeah, Marvin Wilson's
dad. I gave a fifth round grade. What do you want to do? Play better. Play better.
Isaiah, Zach, Chad. Marvin, Chad,
Quincy.
Quincy, Marco.
If your name's Wilson, get ready for a bad grade.
Yeah. How about that?
Russell.
Call in,
you
Mr.
were ripping
Wilson.
Wade Wilson when you're like six.
Yeah. Call in, Mr. Wilson. We want to hear from you about Lance's slander.
No, don't call
kid.
In, Mr. Wilson. All Chad's probably not a fan, I don't think.
713-780-3776. Call in, Mr. Wilson.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 live at Wildcat Golf Club. Elmer and Tim, thank you so much for what we are doing here, raising money for the kids' meals, sitejab.com. Thank you. All of the sponsors, Michelob Ultra providing the beverages, Uberito is providing the lunch, dinner by BB's Tex Orleans, and the kids' meals is what's benefiting. And thank you to Courtney and her team for doing all the work while Todd is just sitting around here doing nothing. 713-780-3776. We haven't talked about the Astros in a while. And Christian Javier. And now we've got a foundation here. Now, we knew with Fromber, the way Fromber pitched last year, of course, he had he's obviously had the setback with the finger, and it looks like he's going to be coming back. And so that's great news. And we could get him sooner rather than later. Urquidy was pretty good. He's got to pick it up a little bit. Lance was pretty good. He's got to pick it up a little bit. But I don't know that you can ask anything more that you're getting out of Javier. I mean, you want to talk about a dude that is stepping up. Now, you know, I criticized him going down and working with the six-man team down there. But they said what they wanted to do is build up his stamina and for him to be – he's never thrown more pitches or more innings than he did last night. So – you know, maybe those guys know a little something about baseball. I'm not going to put. I'm going to say, listen, just listen to me all the time. But maybe they knew what they were doing. He built up his stamina. He went seven strong. No run scored. He's got 17 innings now, and he just looks like he's just so damn good and going to be so damn good for a while. So, Christian Javier is okay. But he's one of, if not the story so far this season.
Oh, yeah, he's 3-0.
Yeah.
He's 3-0, and no one scored a run in 17 innings on him.
You know, Yuli hitting again. Yuli had another three-hit night the other night, which he had zero last year. I don't know.
I'm no longer worried about Yuli's bat speed or any of that stuff.
Well, he lost a bunch of weight. I mean, which was really a good thing.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
He was heavy last year. So he lost some weight. He's got quicker bat speed. Everything seems to be going well. Bregman had himself a tough year, and now everything is. It seems to be he's coming back, and he's looking good. Yordan is hitting. Uncle Mike is hitting. Altuve is back, and he looks like he's back hitting. I mean, you know, Carlos is okay, and Tucker's a disaster, and Straw's a disaster, and Maldonado's a disaster. But you know what? Oh, well, that's about – how many teams would like to have these six hitters in their lineup?
Oh, love to.
Yeah. I mean, love so you got to put up with the bottom of the order. Tucker is an anomaly. This has got to turn around for him. He's in a – but he just looks so bad at times. Just so bad. I mean, you think, well, he's got to come out of this thing. He's better than this. And then you see some of the swings that he's putting on. You're like, wow. He's got zero confidence right now. Nothing. And then the bullpen, you know, the bullpen has been a little bit another story. Hey, Presley's getting the job done in as a closer. You gotta give it up to him.
So another outing yesterday. You know, that was two nothing. That game was in the balance, and you had Rayleigh and Presley step up. And yeah, if Presley is starting to get it back and get his stuff, you know, his breaking pitch just wasn't as sharp over the last year and a half, really. I mean, he just hasn't been the same guy since his injury. But if he gets that back, if he gets command and is starting to really snap that thing off, boy, how good would that be? If Paredes can get it together, get healthy and get it together, you got a live arm there. You got a live arm with Stanek. You got a live arm, obviously, with Presley in terms of the ability to, you know, move the ball around the zone. That's the area that obviously is the biggest concern right now is your bullpen. But if your starters can go a little deeper, it sure would mitigate that. And I don't think there's any reason to think that Javier and Fromber and Greinke doesn't like have a long history of it here with the Astros. Really, nobody does other than Verlander and Cole. But maybe Fromber and Javier are the two young guns that are going to be able to consistently get into the work into the seventh inning. Maybe we'll see that. It's just so weird to grow up watching a sport and see it drastic change, John, so drastically. I mean, since we've been doing sports talk radio, the expectations of a starting pitcher have just so drastically changed over the years, where we're just like, he threw seven innings? That guy's a horse.
Well, no. And you know what? Are you kidding me? You'll take that. Urquidy gave you six. You got to get some more out of Lance. You know, Emmanuel gave you eight and two-thirds. Greinke gave you eight. So, you know, you're starting to get some innings out of guys, and much-needed innings, so that you don't have to depend on that bullpen, which is it's so up and down. That bullpen is so up and down. You just can't count on it. But this team looks like it's different again. What they went through with the guys who had COVID, you know, they lose those players. Obviously, they weren't hitting before that. But this looks like the team that we're supposed – I don't know what the hell they were for that stretch of games where they went 1-8. I mean, I don't know what the hell they were.
They're six and one in the last seven.
They're 5-1 out of the last six.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 5-1. They won five of their last six. So, you know, this is the team. They look so great. Then they look so crappy. Now they look great again. I don't know what the hell this team is. It is psychotic, this baseball team. But this is fun watching these guys now. You got two more against Seattle, Greinke and Dunn, and then you've got Thursday 1-10 game. I wonder if he goes with Emmanuel again.
Here's Jackie taking up for his man friend. Kyle Ooh. Tucker had two balls last night that are almost always hit, plus an RBI for the second night in a row. He'll be fine.
Yeah, no, he hit the ball hard, and you know, it was a base hit. And no, he did. He had another line out left, I believe, that should have been. He has Mark Berman says Kyle Tucker is their hard luck guy. Kyle has more hard outs than anybody in baseball. But there's also just horrific swings. And especially in game situations, he's really pressing with runners on. He did get an RBI last night. He hit the ball hard. Diving catch by the second baseman and couldn't get out of his glove. So that's nice. No, that's nice. When you're hitting 182, you're a 182 hitter. That you are what you know what? That's what you are right now. And so he's got to get better. There's no question. But he has hit in some hard luck. Childish Altuve loved that call. Good luck to Milton. Hey, you don't know Milton, Art. So don't say.
What did he say?
He's always like, I'm at this donut shop with Alonzo.
Every time I say Walker Little's a really nice young man. You don't know him, John. That's what Art tells me all the time. You don't know him.
I thought you did know.
You don't know Milton. You don't know anything about Milton.
John
Hart.
Doesn't know Walker Little. He just knows he went to Episcopal. He saw him whenever he was standing in his yard, and he looked across the street. And he said, hey, there's Jalen and Walker Little and Marvin Wilson over there. Yeah. What are they doing?
Yeah. No, I know him.
That doesn't mean he knows them.
I know. He talks about him like he knows him.
And I noticed that. Oh, was he on the show? Because I knew him. Yeah. Was he on
the show? I'm not fighting it. I thought you did know him.
Yeah. 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 I know it. And I ate breakfast this morning.
So did I.
So all that. And somebody didn't. Okay. Whatever. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Lance, on the other side, can you tell us which players were hurt most by opting out?
Yeah.
Guys who people thought going into last year that would have been higher
picks.
You know
one of them.
Well, John does know one of them.
Well, no, you do too. Well, not personally.
No, John knows one personally, I think.
Yeah, personally.
John Tyler?
Yeah, he did.
No.
John Tyler didn't opt out.
The guy we just talked about.
John Tyler didn't opt out. Didn't play. Done. You know who's not done? Is my man Jeff Aronoff, absolute marble and granite. Jeff Aronoff is getting the job done every single day out there. Blowing and going, working hard, listen, there's so much nice-looking marble and granite and stone, and it makes everything look richer and better, and especially the stone looks so cool in an outdoor kitchen. If you're looking for that kind of look, or you know what, if you need somebody that is going to be the architect of it, going to design it for you, Jeff Aronoff does that as well. He helped us, you know, brought books over. We picked our stuff, the countertops that we wanted and everything else, and he helped us all along the way. He did that with Yanni and Frankie over at the Damaris Barbecue, helped them with the bar and helped pick that and built it, and just excellent. And that's the kind of workmanship that you're going to get. That's the kind of experience and knowledge. You want somebody that's been there, done that, and Jeff has done it and been doing it every day for years and years and years here in the city of Houston. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.